Hello, everyone. I'd like to welcome all of you back to Ohio Exopolitics. I'm your host, Mark Snyder. We're talking about the California wildfires today, 7,500 fires this fire season. The season is really turning into an all-year season. We have had 1.6 million acres burned up in California this year. We've had, with the so-called campfire, 11,000 structures destroyed. There's currently 1,000 missing people, and that's going to be our focus for this evening's quick update, the missing people in the California wildfires.
We turn now out west, where firefighters are still desperately battling those California wildfires and searching for survivors. The death toll from Northern California's campfire has climbed to 77 people, and nearly 1,000 are still unaccounted for. ABC's Marcus Moore is there in Paradise, California. And Marcus, another concern, all that smoke in the air.
Cecilia, that's right. The acrid smoke from the fire that destroyed this house in Paradise and so many others has been sitting here for days. And at one point in the San Francisco area, it was so thick, researchers said breathing it in was like smoking 11 cigarettes in one day.
This morning, the toll of the missing in California's wildfires skyrocketed. Overnight, news the number killed in the campfire climbed to 77.
I would ask that people make every diligent effort to reach out to their friends and family and let them know they're okay.
The search for the missing centering at shelters and tent camps like these, where whiteboards are filled with the names of those missing and the phone numbers of desperate relatives trying to find them. The pastor at this Chico, California church turned shelter, detailing the seemingly never-ending work to cross off any names.
We're also going to walk this around tomorrow morning to everyone that's here to find out if they see themselves on the list.
This man says he lost his friends in the fire and overnight learned that his own home was among the more than 10,000 incinerated.
I don't want to rebuild. I just want to get out of here because the memory is such a bad memory. You just kind of want to move on down the road. Just let it all go behind you.
Over the weekend, President Trump saw with his own eyes the charred rubble of entire communities wiped off the map.
It's very sad to see it. Nobody would have ever thought this could have happened.
The president standing by his controversial criticism of the state's forest and fire management.
I was with the president of Finland, and he said, we're a forest nation. And they spend a lot of time on raking and cleaning and doing things, and they don't have any problem.
And there is relief on the way. Rain is expected to arrive here late Tuesday into Wednesday, but that presents a whole new concern, the worry about mudslides. George.
Okay, thanks very much. Hi, everyone. George Stephanopoulos here. Thanks for checking out the ABC News YouTube channel. If you'd like to get more videos, show highlights, and watch live events.
Well, that's a quick update on missing people. They've got about 1,000 people missing in the so-called campfire, which was a fire that started in Northern California. It's burned up about 150,000 acres, about 11,000 structures. About 9,000 of those structures are homes, but also apartment buildings have been burned up. And what no one's ever talking about is the destruction to the wildlife, the destruction to the biosphere. Billy Meyer in the Hancock Prophecies talks about a time when there will be rolling walls of fires and hurricanes in the United States, and I think we're there. Next, we're going to play another clip about missing people in these 2018 California wildfires.
Good evening, I'm Elaine Quijano. It started 10 days ago as a brush fire in a remote area and soon exploded into the worst wildfire in California's history. The death toll, now in the dozens, is rising daily. The number of missing persons has climbed at an alarming and perplexing rate. The Northern California town of Paradise is essentially gone. President Trump on Saturday saw the devastation for himself, again suggesting better forest management could prevent such disasters. Governor Jerry Brown responded on Face the Nation.
And the president has talked about how our forests are managed. That's an element. But there's also the way the houses are built, the materials, what kind of vegetation is around. And then there's also the changing climate and the increasing drought and the lowered humidity and water vapor.
Meg Oliver now on the staggering losses and questions about the missing.
As the search continues for human remains in Paradise, the number of people still unaccounted for has soared to more than 1,200.
But when you hear the fact that more than 1,200 people are unaccounted for, does that indicate the death toll is going to continue to climb?
We've had a massive evacuation. You know, over 40,000 people were displaced from their homes, and they were spread out through Northern California. All of the normal means of keeping in contact with friends and family have been disrupted.
So this list could be inflated.
It could. This is a dynamic situation.
The sheriff says that's because the list may include duplicate names, people unaware they're on the list, and reunions that haven't been reported. The campfire has burned over 149,000 acres. 9,700 homes have been destroyed. More than 46,000 people were evacuated. At least 76 people were killed. Sunday, hundreds of displaced residents lined up for FEMA assistance. Many of them lost everything.
I didn't think I was going to live. And then I was thinking about my mother and who's going to take care of her.
60-year-old Patty Brown says there's nothing left of her house in Magalia. Her terrifying escape still haunts her.
There were explosions everywhere from gas lines, propane tanks, etc. It was like a war zone.
She is my shadow.
Patty's 79-year-old mother, Diane Rozak, lives in Paradise.
Your mother's home in Paradise is still standing, but she wishes it almost wasn't. Why?
Because she can't live there. It's decimated. It's destroyed. There's no anything.
Brown and her mother say they are some of the lucky ones in a hotel. Many will spend this holiday week in tents and shelters.
The cause of this massive inferno is under investigation, but now PG&E has reported a second problem with a high voltage line the morning the fire ignited, raising more speculation that may be the cause. Elaine?
Meg Oliver. Meg, thank you.
Ironically, they call the town Paradise. Paradise is no longer a paradise. It's completely burned to a cinder. Somehow I think this is a symbol that we're seeing these wildfires or the canary in the coal mine for the biosphere, kind of a symbol for where we're headed. Hopefully we wake up. If you look at the trend for the past 15 years or so, California has been having an amazing number of fires, about 7,500 or so per year. But what's increasing drastically is a number of acres that are destroyed. Back in 2005, we burned about 200,000 acres up. Right now we burn 1.6 million acres. The Mendocino Complex fire is the largest fire in California this year at 459,000 acres. It was actually a couple of fires that merged. Anyway, 1.6 million acres of forest destroyed, forest that we cannot afford to lose. Our last clip of this evening, more information about California wildfires.
More than 6,400 firefighters are battling California's two largest wildfires right now. Fire crews have faced five of the 10 most destructive fires in state history in the past 13 months. DeMarco Morgan is in Paradise, California, with a personal toll for the men and the women on the front lines. DeMarco, good morning.
Gail, good morning to you. We have seen the devastating pictures coming out of Paradise, but I want you to take a look at this right here. This was the home that once belonged to Cal Fire Captain Joe Chavez. You can see it's in complete ruins. You can barely even make out the layout of the place. And after speaking with several firefighters on yesterday, many of them who have been fighting fires across the state for the past couple of months, this is proof that it's taking more than just a physical toll on their bodies. It's dinner time at this Cal Fire Command Center in Chico, California. A chance for firefighters here to slow down.
Hi, baby.
For Chad Ferris, it's a time to see his infant daughter's face.
I got out of the military last June, started the next day with Liberty, and been going on fires ever since.
Ferris is just one of the thousands of firefighters battling flames across the state during a year in which fires chewed through more than 1.5 million acres of land, an area larger than Rhode Island.
Fire seasons don't seem to end these days.
Ben Holiday and Joshua Wilkins have been moving from fire to fire since June.
I hit all the major fires in California and then figured, you know, come November we'd be done. It's a lot. You know, family life is very difficult. Personal life is difficult. And just, you know, our personal well-being is stressed by the job we do.
Both men are from Butte County, where the campfire has devastated their community.
This is our home. We both, everyone on our task force that we're on has family here, houses gone or whatnot. So yeah, this one definitely hit home more than any fire I've ever been on, hands down.
I pulled into our driveway and our house was on fire.
Cal Fire Captain Joe Chavez helped his wife and two young daughters evacuate before watching his home in Paradise burn down.
That was definitely hard to watch, and there's still a lot of feelings I need to deal with that. I'm just glad to have my family whole, because there's a lot of families out there that are not whole right now. There's a lot of people that still haven't been found. Knowing that there are people out there that don't have a family anymore, that hurts.
We're so grateful for all of the firefighters out there risking their lives to save and protect all of us out here. And it is worth noting that there are so many of them working around the clock that there are reportedly 1,500 inmates, prison inmates, also working in the field, and they are reportedly being paid $2 an hour. But we are grateful, again, grateful for everyone's job and sacrifice out here. Brianna?
In a moment.
Contact report 329, the Meyer prophecies say that someday there will be a fire that stretches all across the United States, and that will be from an act of war. Let's hope that we continue to evolve our consciousness and that all the people that are learning this material have a positive impact and we can start making some better decisions. In the last few minutes of the show here, I just thought I would read a little bit from wildfiretoday.com. Ryan Zink, like his boss, President Trump, blamed something other than the extreme wind, low humidity, and drought for the two recent devastating wildfires in California. Interior Secretary Ryan Zink blamed environmental radicals for the California wildfires that have killed at least 77 people, saying they stopped forest management practices that could have prevented the fires. Days after touring the damage of the campfire, the deadliest in California history, Zink went on Breitbart News Sunday and declared, "It's not time for finger pointing for the causes of the fires." But minutes later, he put the blame squarely on environmentalists, contending that they stood in the way of clearing brush, doing prescribed burns, and other actions. Actually, he's probably very much correct that a lot of the brush clearing is no longer being done. They're not doing the burns, but it comes down to population again, because so many houses close to these or in these forests that they can't allow the old brush to burn away. Anyway, you've been listening to Ohio Exopolitics. I'm your host, Mark Snyder, and we had an episode on missing people in the California 2018 wildfires. Have a good evening.